Yesterday we went through all of Perek Daled, beginning to end, at least the Chumash itself and some of the Rashis. I'd like to just focus on one area, maybe a second area if we have time, and that is chapter 4, verse 12. So this is the curse, right? Kayin, there's Kayin and Hevel, right? Spoiler alert, Kayin kills Hevel. Kayin kills Hevel. And Kayin then kind of hides from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a little bit, hides from God, and or at least tries to hide it, cover it up a little bit, and he gets discovered. And then the Chumash says, in Pasuk 11, we'll just start with 11, 12, and 13. So Pasuk 11 is, V'yata, arurata, right? You're going to be cursed, min adama, from the land, asher patzta espiha, right, which opened its mouth, lakachas estmeachichem yedecha, to take the blood of your brother from your hand. Kisavoras hadama, and when you work the land, lo susif teis kochalach, it won't give its koach to you anymore. Ma v'nad tiyabaret, you'll be wandering back and forth on the land. You're with us, page kuf, 100 in the Mikras Gedolos Chumash. Right, so you're going to wander the land. So Rashi comments on that, right? That the land is going to be cursed in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Rashi said, "Yoser mimash niskala hikvar biavunat," more than it was cursed before. Now it was cursed before when, right? That the there was an assumption. We never really got to the bottom of this, of why this happened. But there is an assumption that the tree should taste like the fruit that it gives it off. And the land said, nothing doing. The land said, we're not going to do that. Rather, the tree is going to taste like a tree. Right? And the fruit is going to taste like fruit. Right? So the land got punished for that. Right? We also have an idea that Moshe is going to, not Moshe, but Adam is going to have to work very hard in order to get his grand stuff. And then we have this further thing that Kayin is getting in trouble with regards to the land. So Rashi just says, yeah, more that his punishment is, more than other people are going to have to work hard, Kayin is going to work hard and he's not going to be able to get anything. Right, and that's adding on to his sin. So that's the pshat that Rashi gives. On the next page, if you're looking at the Mikras Gedolos, on the next page, not you, Mikras Gedolos, the Ramban is quoted. The Ramban has his page. We could get you one, the Hebrew only, but at least you could follow along in Hebrew. There is a translation of the Ramban right here, commercially available. No, we're in Kuf, a little bit further than that. We're like an hour, 2 days or so. So here is the Ramban right over there. Don't worry, Sam, I'm back. So the Ramban says, Arurata mina adama, you will be cursed from the land. Yosir mimashin, he just quotes Rashi in that first paragraph. And then he says, Aval, in the second paragraph. We're on page Kuf Beis, Len.
Okay, got it.
Right, Aval, right, see the Ramban? On the right side of the page is the Ramban. There's Yud Aleph. There is four paragraphs down, begins with the word aval, the bottom paragraph on the right side. It says aval, amar shiyehu arur mimena, right? Go up one line. He says, the Ramban says, veinenu nachon. He said, it's not right, what Rashi said. Why? Ki bekan lo arur hadama b'vur kasher ba'aviv. Right, plus the land shouldn't be cursed. Now, what did the land do? The land didn't do anything. Right? Why should the land be cursed like it was by the father? Aval. Amar shiyehu arur mimena, that it will be more cursed. Uperish haklala shelo tosif teis kocho elav v'shiyah navinadba. Right, and what was the curse on Kayin? That he would not be able, that him putting in more effort was not going to work. V'amar ki tavores hadama ki b'chol asher titrachpa, all the work that you put in la avodusa keroy b'charisha v'idur v'chol avodus basada. Right, all the work that you put in with regards to the plowing and the pruning and all the work that needs to happen in the field of Tizro Sakuhugan, lo sosif teis kocholach. Right, you're not going to get your amount that you want. Tizra harbe, but tavimat, you're going to plant a lot, and you're going to bring in very little. Okay, so that is the, and then he goes on and brings a couple of proofs to that. The final words being, of the Ramban, by the way, of the, on the left side in the paragraph that begins with the word v'yitachin, the last words of that is, ki onesh haroch sim galus, because the punishment for those that kill is galus, is exile. Right, so what is the Ramban saying? And the Ramban is saying, yes, the land is not, the land is overall is not being cursed. There's no land cursed for all of mankind. So the land is going to be cursed with regards to you, that you're going to try to put, you're going to be cursed, and that you're going to put a lot of effort into the land, and you're not going to be able to get anything back. What's the result of a farmer who puts a lot in and can't harvest any crops? What does that farmer then have to do? Go to the government. Right, or well, you know, when there's only three people in the whole world, right? What do you do? What?
Buy it from somebody else.
Or you got to go figure something else out, right? You're gonna go wander around and figure out another way to earn a living. So the Ramban says that's what's implied by the pasuk of the land is going to be cursed. The land will be cursed with regards to you. You're therefore going to wander around, right? What does that have anything to do with what Cain did? Well, Cain killed Hevel. What is the punishment for a murderer? Well, the punishment for a murderer is death. But if he did it b'shogeg, if he did it by accident, what is his punishment? The Ir Miklat. Right? He's got to exile himself to the Ir Miklat. So the Ramban says that's what it means in that passage. That's the punishment for him. The punishment that he's going to be exiled, similar to a one who murders in Israel after the Torah has been given. Okay? So that is the punishment that gets given to him, right? He's going to be wandering around. Comes Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Cain responds. Vayomer Cain El Hashem. And these are the words. I'm going to try to read it without any punctuation. Just the words are, Gadol Avoni Minesel. Great, Gadol, great, Avoni, my sin, Minesel, to carry. Okay? What does that mean, great is my sin to carry? We're on page Kuftal. We turn the page, right? You got it? Or next page. Yeah, that's the top of the page. Yomer Cain El Hashem, Gadol Avoni Minesel. Great is my sin to carry. Right? What is Cain's response to his fate? Right? God offered a verdict, right? And different people have different responses to the different verdicts that are meted out to them. So what is his response? Yomer Cain El Hashem, Gadol Avoni Minesel. Right? Great is my sin to carry. So Rashi says, we read it yesterday, Gadol Avoni Minesel. Rashi says, Bitmia. What does the word Bitmia mean? Bitmia, and my 11th grade Rabbi Cohen never got to a Bitmia. He used to bang on the table, Bitmia or Tema? Question, right? It's a big question, right? Bitmia is a question or an exclamation. So how is Rashi reading Cain's response to Hashem? Gadol Avoni Minesel. Is my sin too great for you to bear that you now have to kick me out and exile me? Right? That's pretty bad. Especially because Cain's going to continue on and say, there's no way I'm going to survive this. I'm going to be killed. You know, and you're going to be responsible. It's your fault that I'm going to be killed. Right? That's Cain's response to Hashem. Right? So Cain is saying, how could you give me such a difficult punishment? And what's so terrible? So says Rashi, Atatoin el yonim betachtonim vavoni eifshar lachaliton. He says, you're in charge of the elyonim. You're in charge of the upper spheres. You're in charge of the lower spheres. And you can't forgive my measly sin. Really? What? That's so difficult for you to do, God. Right? That is the response. That is Rashi's interpretation of his response. He read the Sissi Chama even adds in a little bit of dramatics. It says, I understand in Malach Basar Vedam, a king that is in charge of flesh and blood, right? Who he can't forgive because he doesn't really know if a person's telling the truth or not telling the truth. He doesn't really know, you know, what impact it's going to have on other people. And right, but you, God, you can make those decisions. You, right? And you should know that I didn't do anything too bad, and therefore I should be allowed to live, and this shouldn't be my punishment. Okay, that is Rashi's interpretation. That Cain is now giving a protest, and that protest continues in the next pasuk as well, when he says, "I hope that I figure someone's going to find me and they're going to kill me." And Hashem calms him down and says, "No. You know, it's okay. I'm going to give you this sign, and you're going to have this letter that goes on top of your forehead, and everybody's going to see it, and they're not going to attack you, and you're going to be fine at least for another six generations." Ha ha ha. Right? That is the that is Rashi's pshat in these couple of chumashim. Oh, Tzemach even responded. I hear you loud and clear. Thanks. What?
Isn't the sign making everyone sees the shame? He has a sign of his sin.
Yeah. No, no, no. The sign is that he's protected. Like the force.
I always thought that he was, you know, labeled as the exile.
That's what the meaning of the sign is. All right, I don't think that's the way that's not the way Rashi interprets the sign. Right, it says the sign, right, and therefore everyone is going to avoid him. That's the way Rashi is. We're going to read the other pshat now, the other explanations by the other Rishonim. Oh, because Hashem has said, because that's his response. I mean, Hashem says, "All right, your punishment is you're going to wander the land." Cain's response is, "What? Right? I'm going to get killed out there." To which God's response is,
I'll protect you.
Okay. What is the Sforno? So if you look in your Mikros Gedolos, on the right side there is a Sforno. The Sforno is on top of the Ramban, right? Where the Sforno says, Gadol Avuni Minaso. Right? So right there, about 2 inches from the bottom of the page. What is his response? So, Acha Shirash, Akel Yisparach Meshkiach Bepratim Behechalit. The Sforno says that after he sees that God is taking care of all the details, Chashav, he thinks, Sheyada b'li safik she'inu shev michato, b'yosu mischarit el mifnei ha'onish. That he is scared. Right? He is scared because, Cain realizes that God saw everything. And therefore Cain also realizes that if God saw everything, God also knows that Cain is not really mischarit. He's not really what's the word I'm looking for? He's not really fully repentant, right? Is it achar ha-haftzer, right? And it's only after he was threatened, sheheir boa kel yisparach lashuv b'tshuva v'humara, right? God kind of offered him an opportunity to do tshuva, and he refused. Right? God said, "Where is your brother, Cain?" So Cain could have said, "Oh, I killed him and it was really bad. I really shouldn't have done it, and I'm really sorry, and I hope you forgive me." Right? But he didn't say that. What did he say? What brother? Right? Am I my brother's keeper? Right? He denied his own responsibility. Right? So Cain says, "Oh, great. God knows that I'm not really fully repentant." Bumara, right? Uvaze amar shelo aisa lachato tikvas tshua mikaparu magina ala onesh shenenish ata. Right? And therefore he says that he doesn't have a hope of doing that tshuva will be able to get him kapara and save him from the punishment that he's going to be punished with now, right? Similar to Kenyan Shaul b'davar Amalek, like with Shaul and Amalek, barmu l'Shmuel chatasi, that Shaul said to Shmuel, "I sin." What's this talking about, right? So the famous, this is Shaul's, this is where Shaul's downfall began. Shaul was supposed to kill all the Amalekites and he didn't kill one, right? Shmuel shows up. And Shmuel turns to Shaul and says, "You know, what do you do? Why do you leave him?" "Oh, well, I'm sorry. I felt really bad." And Shmuel says, "Well, you did really wrong, right? By not killing Agag." And Shaul says, "You're right. I sinned." And Shmuel says, "And therefore, you're going to lose your entire empire," right? Shaul says, "You're right. I sinned." And Shmuel pretty much tells him, "Well, that's great, but it's too late," right? And then Shmuel goes ahead and kills Melech Agag. There's a line there, by the way, it's a fascinating, it's a total side point, but I love this story. When Israel was going to kill Eichmann, right, I guess the early 50s?
The early 60s.
They were going to kill Eichmann, and you know, he was captured, and he was kept around for about a year or so. So, as it made its way through the courts and all that kind of thing. So ultimately, the final possibility for appeal was sent to one of the judges, I forget the name of the judge, was sent to one of the judges, and the judge signed on his appeal, just as you caused the mothers and like mothers to grieve, your mother is going to grieve as well. What's that from?
It's from, we just read it, Sisera.
That's the line that Shmuel told Agag. As you caused all this trouble, I'm going to cause, your mother is going to be sad as well.
And also in Sisera is a Haftarah where they came back from the war,
right?
And they were bragging to Sisera's mother, I think.
Right. And well, that's the Medrash. That's the Medrash, the 100 kolos. Right.
Eventually blowing the shofar. That's why we brought it 101 times.
Right, right, right. That's kind of our shot on it. Okay. But in terms of it's explicit, that pasuk, right? So, you know, the judge signed off. Here's the pasuk, you know, Eichmann. All right. Anyways, so the Sforno says that's what he's very nervous about, right? Just as Shmuel gave him, it was too late. After Hefsir va'arusha iru Shmuel ashumi chatov shenanash karmu vayimascha hamelach. Right? It says that he was rejected. Right? So that's what Cain is nervous about. Yomer Cain el Hashem gadol avonim minaso. My sin is too great to bear. Not just because I did something very bad, but it's also because I didn't do an appropriate tshuva on it, right? And the only person, and the only, you know that I didn't do an appropriate tshuva on it, because, well, you know, you're God, right? The Sforno is saying that's the story here, and therefore he goes on and says, therefore I'm going to be out there, and therefore I'm going to be killed, because I didn't do the appropriate tshuva. To which God responds, says, no, it's okay. We'll keep you around for a little while longer. Right, that's the pshat that the Sforno gives on this story. And then finally, we have there is actually before Rosh Hashanah, I heard the following. Maybe you remember, I gave a shir on Rosh Hashanah about the a guy who was mochel $10,000 that was owed to him. You remember that? All right, a guy was mochel $10,000 owed to him at Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then the day after Rosh Hashanah, he gets a letter in the mail with the $10,000. That right. So does the mechila work? So that was from I heard that question from Rabbi Ari Leibowitz in the shir. It's available on YU Torah. So the other question that he asked during the shir was the following: what about if a person moved onto their block that he remembered harassing the guy was a Baal Tshuva, and in college he wasn't religious, and this couple moves onto his block and he's very excited. Now, you know, my kids will have someone to play with. And lo and behold, the wife, the mother of this family, is this girl that lived in the apartment on top of him in college that he used to harass like crazy, right? So the girl doesn't recognize him, but he recognizes her, right? So does he have to ask her for mechila, right? That's A. And B, the bigger part of the question is, and he said to the rabbi, I'll ask her whatever, but you should just know, like, I don't really feel bad about what I did because it was so much fun. Right, so he doesn't really have a charata on it. What do you do about that? So, if you want to hear his discussion on that, I can forward you that shir in YU Torah. Okay, so that is the pshat of the Rashi, the pshat of Sforno, and now you have the pshat of the Ramban. So the Ramban says, he quotes Rashi again, and then on the very bottom of the page says Vanachon bipshat shehu vidui. Right, the correct pshat is that this is vidui. This is really what he's saying. Amar ki avoni gadol milisloach. My sin is too great to bear. V'tzadik ata Hashem v'yasher mishpatecha. Right, and you are righteous. Right, af al pi she enoshas oti harbi ma'od. Even though you have punished me greatly. Right, what is the Ramban's pshat in that pasuk? He's turning to Hashem and saying, I accept. Right, that's his pshat. Right, v'nei garashto si hayom ni al pnei adama ki biyosi na v'nei v'lo uchal lamu b'makom echad hine anochi megurish mi adama ve'im makom lunuchasi. He says, because I know I'm going to be traveling around, I'm not going to get any rest. Mifanecha esater ki lo uchal lamu lefanechli spalel elahakiv korban umincha. I won't be able to stand in front of you and daven or to bring korban umincha ki boshti v'gam nichlamti ki nasasi cherpas nurai, because of the I'm carrying the sin of my youth. Val ma'ase, what am I supposed to do? Ki motza yargeni ve'atabechastecha harabim lo chayeves osi nita. Right, people are going to find and kill me, but you or will be able to kill me, but you have made it so that they won't kill me. Ve'inyan she'amar lefanav hine chatai gadol v'harbis alai onesh. He says I did a great sin and I'm owed a lot of punishment. About shamreini shelo enosh yosri mashachayavasi. But I trust you, God, that you are going to protect me so that I will not be killed more than I otherwise should have. Ki ba'avur she'yenav v'nad v'lo evna li bayis. Because I'm going to travel here and there, I'm not going to be able to build a house, begadaros, and fences, b'shumakum, in any places, right? We quoted the three little pigs yesterday, but I don't have to go rehash that. But yaharguni hachayus, right? So the beasts will kill me. Kisar tzalchamei alai, because your shade will leave for me. Hodaki adam inen nishgav limalei b'kocho, rak b'shmiris el yonala, right? I'm just hoping that you're going to guard me so that that doesn't happen, right? So you have three different approaches just to how to understand those words. Gadol avuni minaso, right? How great is this sin for me to bear, right? Approach of Rashi is, right, really? That's crazy, right? That's a lot worse than I would have thought, right? I'm going to get killed out there. To which God responds and says, no, 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 it's okay, you're not going to get killed out there. You have the pshat of the Sforno saying that, oh gosh, my sin is a lot worse than that, right? Because I didn't really do tshuva. And I'm in really bad shape, right? And God says, well, okay, you did something. Right, and therefore you're going to, and therefore you're going to be exiled, but you're not going to be punished. You're not going to be killed. And finally, you have the Ramban, where it's kind of a tzedek hadin. It's an acceptance of the din. I recognize that what I have done was bad, and I recognize that what I have done is deserving of this punishment. But I also trust you, God, that it's not going to be any worse than I otherwise would have than it otherwise needs to be. Right, and that is the Ramban's approach.
Why wouldn't death be appropriate for killing one?
That's a good question, right? Why shouldn't Cain be killed?
Because he wanted to make him suffer more and think about what he did?
I don't think so.
I'm just trying to come up with ideas of why.
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe you'll think about it over Shabbos with Parshas Bereishis. This week's Parsha. Preparing for this Shabbos, I don't know. That's a good question. Why wouldn't Cain just be killed? I'm sure somebody talks about it. Didn't think about it. All right. I want to show.
Because in some ways, Hashem is giving him a pass. He's saying, "Okay, you're going to be out of here, and I'm going to protect you." Doesn't sound like it's a terrible punishment.
Right.
Why? It was terrible.
Right. Why isn't Cain killed for this then? Good question. Look it up. Maybe we'll talk about it on Shabbos then. I want to show one more interesting pasuk, and that is towards the very end, Perek Dalet pasuk chaf. Where was that? Yeah, there it is. Very soon after pasuk Yud Zayin, right? It says Vayida Kain is Yisha. After this was all done, Kain was with his wife. Then they conceived and had the child Chanoch, right? Vayihi bone ir, and they built a city. What does vayihi bone ir mean? Right, they build a city, right? Vayikra, and they called the place the city Kashem b'no Chanoch, right? What? But bone is literally, right? That is lashon hove. That is the present tense. They are building a city, right? How does one understand that? That line, that they are building the city. So if you take a look at the Kli Yakar on the bottom left side of the page, so we're on page Kuf Tes 109 that doesn't look right. Huh. We have different editions.
No, that's Kuf Yud Tes.
Kuf Tes says as follows. So vayhi bone ir. So the Kli Yakar says there. Vayiven lo nemar ella vayhi bone. It doesn't say they built. It says they build. Lashon hoven, the present tense. Lahoros, to tell you. Shahaya bone vaholich kol yamav velo nagmar bin yano li olam. That they continue to build all of their lives and they never completed the building. Len, you alright?
It's okay.
They never completed the building. Kized darcham keselamo shekola oiv kinyanei adama kain v'chever. This is the way of these people, right? That all who love the acquisition of land, like Cain and his friends, liolam hubone v'holeich, right? They continue to build. V'lo yuchal ligmar binyano, and they never finish their building kol yom of liolam, their entire days. Ki liolam in biyado machsoro asher yechsar lo, because they never have what they're lacking, right? Yesh biyado mana mitava ad matayim, right? If they have a mana, they want a matayim. If they have 100, they want 200. Hiadua matbeya kol ohavei mamon, which we know is the way of all those who love money, right? As they say on the show Mike and Mike in the Morning, right, on ESPN Radio. You know what people that have money want?
More money.
More money, right. So you know that, or you just made it up? You figured it out.
That's what we read in Kohelis.
Right. Oh, and so good. He quotes Kohelis.
I hear a lot.
What?
What I do, I hear a lot.
You hear the same thing. Okay. So yesh v'yol demanu matayim ar matzim ki yadu matbeya kol avi yamav. V'im kein li olam hu bona v'holei kol yamav. Ein lo menucha rak nav v'nad ba'aretz kmo kayin shahaya nav v'nad ba'aretz kach kol o avi yamav. Right? And that's, in a way, the punishment of Kayin, right? He's going to travel throughout the whole world. He's never going to be settled. So that is the same thing with people that are Oavei Mamon, right? They are never settled, right? Says Shivto Abayis Ma'ad Rov Yamav Hu Rodif Achar Osher V'Kasher Yirduf Hakor Bahar. They continue to run after it, and he continues along those lines. If you take a look at the next paragraph, where he says Umashe Ne'emar, as it says in Kohelet, in Tehillim, Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Lashon Hove. Right, that the Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, that Hashem is building Yerushalayim, that's in the present tense. Nira Lefarish, Al Derek Shemasi B'Gemara, so that's based on how we understand the Gemara. Chazam Alachi Asharis Tekaminasri Avanim Tovus Margolios. That there's this, it's actually a fascinating Gemara, that I think Rabbi Yochanan, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, one of his Talmidim. Rabbi Yochanan was telling in his Talmidim that one day the gates of Yerushalayim are going to be made with emeralds that are like 30 amos long. So one of his Talmidim laughed at him and said, ha, 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 30 amos long. You please, you never find an emerald that's bigger than a peanut or walnut or whatever, right? You're going to find a 30 amos long emerald. That's ridiculous. So then the Gemara continues on and says that the student was on a boat and they were traveling someplace and he saw some angel that was in the middle of chiseling some 30 amos long emerald. And he comes back to Shear and says, Rabbi Yochanan, amazing. You're right, right? You're right. I saw the 30 amos emerald. To which Rabbi Yochanan responds to him and says, now you believe me? Off with your head. And he dies on the spot. Right? That's the Gemara. All right, anyways, not for now. But the language of that Gemara was God is continually building Yerushalayim. So they're in the process of building it. That's why these angels are working on these emeralds. It's going to be put in the gates of Yerushalayim. Therefore, God is constantly building Yerushalayim. So too it says, by Kayin, Remeshaya Bona Baholi Khil Kosha Kasa, as it says in Koheles, Isha Shir Yitain Loa Lakim Oshem and Khasim, that a man who God gives to wealth and property, Velo Yeshli Tenu Elohim Lechol Mimenu. And God does not allow him to eat from it. He is the person that is certainly cursed. Right? That he continues over his entire life to think I need more and more and more and more and more. And at the end, he never actually uses what he had. That person who God gives wealth to, Elokim Pirusho, Kol Misha Einu Mistapik Ba Meshach Hanun Oso Elokim. A person who never has enough by what God has given to him. But Tamidu Mavakeh She'itin Lo Hashem. He constantly asks for Hashem to give him more. Owed more Osher V'Nachasim. More wealth and more property. Nos Hamasha B'yadu Kfar Zehu Vaday Nabal. That is a person that is certainly degraded. Kilei V'Kamsan Ve'eino Shalit B'Shalo Lechol Mimenu. He's never going to be able to appreciate what he has, certainly his descendants. So that is a criticism on Kayin as well, that he continues to build the city, even though, but it's not a criticism on Hashem, as Hashem is supposed to be continually building Yerushalayim. And so too when it comes to Torah, we are continually learning Torah, one is never actually happy with what they have. The whole shot in that with regards to not being jealous, and why the prohibition of jealousy is only given by Matan Torah, but we'll have to save that for another time. Have a Shabbat Shalom.